Where was this? They had a building for it?
Yes, in the schoolhouse. They had, and that's where they went. That's where most of the courting was done, was at the singing school.
Would these be songs in Gaelic or English or both?
Both. Mm-hmm. Both. Both English and Gaelic. And quilting bees and fulling bees.
I heard there was a song, a special song for fulling they sang. Do you
know
that
they
one?
Had.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
Can you tell me the words?
Roman intan voya, Roman intan voya, Macella love voya, have force me a who. Ner hate you can a German, and nation erla caraforce, be rippin' gallas jarab on the narrow lagoon. That's when you go to church, nobody will see one thing wrong with you, because there'll be colored ribbons all over your gown. And but her, you know what her Roman Nathan Voyak is.
No, I don't.
Her Roman not brown maiden in English.
Maiden.
Her Roman my nut brown maiden. Is the in an English word. And do you know my sister-in-law was director of music in the schools in Toronto, and she took prizes in Massey Hall year after year with her choir. And she would always include a Hebridean air. And she got first prize every year with her singing. And these were some of the things. Another one she chose was Ho Rue Mary Do, Turn Ye to Me. And they were all love songs. And most of them. And some sailors being lost at sea and a woman grieving for the rest of her life. You know, they're all sad songs. And once in a while, there might be a funny one about a wedding. You know, I can't remember those. But, now, Annie McGregor can sing any of those songs.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and see.
And so can Norman. Norman McGregor, they went to Gaelic school in Toronto, both of them. Well, they had a bit of background, but they went to Gaelic school, and they really were good at it. But the early days were hard. You know, they must have been, but we never heard much about it.
Your family had mainly been fishermen in Scotland?
My grandfather was a soldier, and he still had his British warm that he wore in the winter. My father, in fact, inherited it.
What's that?
Well, a British warm is the overcoat the soldiers wear with a belt across the back. Now, it must have been, I suppose, navy blue. But when I was little, it had turned green. But it was that thick, you know, and it had two collars down like that. But they all never parted with that British warm. That army.